This is day 17, and today's devotional is titled Ambassadors for Christ by Craig Turndrup. But first, let's love God with our worship today.
You're looking out on the horizon. I can't believe that you would stop and think of me. Caught in the wonder of nothing like this. Seeing your beauty, oh, I just can't take it in. In the light of your mercy, in the clouds of your glory, in your presence, I am worthy, I am found, I am free. Never the same. And now that you got me, this is a love I don't deserve, but still you gave. And no holding back, and I'm singing holy. All of my life, all of my love I can't contain. In the light of your mercy, in the clouds of your glory, in your presence, I am worthy, I am found, I am free. All of heaven surround me, I hear your voice overwhelming, in your presence, I am worthy, I am found, I am free. Oh, I am free, Lord. Oh, hear the wonder of your grace. Right here I stay.
respond to how you
right here with you. Beginning to find you are all I ever need. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right here, God.
Right here. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Did you know there are hundreds of United States ambassadors around the world right now? All of them have been appointed to represent our country wherever they go. And no matter where they are, because of diplomatic immunity, they are subject only to the laws of the United States. It truly is an honor to be an ambassador, and each one is a loyal public servant who must be secure enough in their position to speak truth to power. You and I are a different kind of ambassador, and though we reside on the earth, we are representatives of Jesus himself. The Apostle Paul calls himself an ambassador for Christ, and in today's verse, Paul tells us it's our job as Christians to speak the truth so others can know God. Paul did this everywhere he went. In fact, he was sent to prison for it, and even there he says, "Praying always that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Ephesians 6:18-20. Being a representative for Christ may not land you in jail as it did for Paul, but it does carry a significant weight. When we speak on behalf of our King. We step into every situation with the full authority to represent the heart of Jesus. And we've been commissioned to share the message of the gospel. That's the role that we fill every day of our lives. Right now, wherever you are, I encourage you to proclaim, "I am an ambassador of Christ." Your home is an embassy of heaven. Know that you have been sent to your workplace to reveal the reality of the kingdom of God, and you serve as an ambassador to your generation. In Jesus' name, you have great authority and a mandate to speak the truth in love to everyone you meet. So go out today and bring the kingdom of God with you wherever you walk. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for giving us the authority of heaven as your ambassador. We ask you to speak to us and through us so that truth might go everywhere we go. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Acts 1:8. Let's say that again. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Acts 1:8. Let's say that again. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Acts 1:8. All right, great job. Let's go out in the confidence of an ambassador today.